愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
下午我们继续来早上的主题，最奇妙的书。
And this afternoon, we're going to continue the same topic from the morning, that is the most wonderful book.
只有一本书可以经得起所有时间的考验。
And there is only one book that can withstand the test of time.
只有一本书可以改变人的生命。
And only one book that can transform and change one person's life.
这本书就是圣经。
And this book is the Holy Bible.
因为圣经本身就是神的生命。
Because the Holy Bible itself, it is the life of God.
因为圣经说神就是道。
Because the Bible says that the Word is life.
所以我们要学习圣经。
And because God is the Word, that is why we need to study the Bible.
我们再看看第三页的这个信条，第信条的第二条，我们信圣经。
And so let's look at this article, the second article of faith, and that is to believe in the Holy Bible.
我们再一起把它读一遍。
Let's all read it together.
一二三，信新旧约圣经是神所默示，为证明正道，唯一之根据及信徒生活之准则。我们早上有介绍过什么叫旧约，什么叫新约。
And this morning we have introduced the Old and the New Testament.
还有旧约、新约、圣经六十六卷怎么样的组成。
And also how the Old and New Testament, all 66 books, how they were canonized.
也有讲到有关于圣经并没有在久远的年代当中的翻译当中流失，它的准确度是可以信的。
And we can also believe in the accuracy of the Bible translation that there is no loss in translation over the years.
让我们看到死海古卷的发现，证明我们现在用的圣经跟几千年前神启示先知写下来的是一样的。
And also the great archaeological discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls serves to prove that the Bible is accurate.
那我们有讲到过，圣经是神所默示的。
And we've also mentioned that the Holy Spirit. The Holy Bible is being breathed out by the Spirit of God.
这句话很特别，我们再读一次。
And this verse is very unique. Let's read it all together.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
Let's all turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
三章十六节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
我们一起读哈，一二三。
Let's read it together.
圣经都是神所默示的。于教训读者使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。这里说圣经神所默示的。
So over here it says that the scripture is given by the inspiration of God.
下一页了已经啊 page 28。所谓的默示这是神吹气的意思。
So here the word inspiration means that it is breathed out.
圣经是神吹气出来产生的。
And that is to say the Bible is being breathed out.By God.
那到底神吹什么出来？
So what did God breathe out?
神造亚当的时候，把他造好了，但是他却死翘翘的躺在那边。
And when God created Adam, he was just made of dust, and he is just a dead dust.
但是神对他的鼻孔吹了一口气。
But yet God breathed into the nostril of Adam.
这一口气叫做生气，就是生命的气息。
And that this breath is the breath of life.
哎，他就活过来了。
And then Adam, the dust being, grew out of the dust.
不但肉体活过来。
Not just did his physical being become alive.
还有神的生命在他里面。
He also had the life of God inside him.
所以这口气也代表神的生命。
So therefore, this breath is the breath of God.
那些文字也是一样，文字本来是死的。
So in the same way, these words, black and white on the paper, it is also dead.
但是神给他们吹气了。
But God has breathed out his life.
用他的灵感动了先知，把他的话写下来。
And God, he inspired all the writers by his word.
所以这些字就不是平面的，不是在纸上面的而已。
And that is why these words are not just black and white on paper.
它是立体的。
But it becomes three-dimensional.
不单只是三度空间，甚至是四度空间呢。
It's not just three-dimensional, but it's also four-dimensional.
超过时间的。
And that is, it's going beyond time.
可以进到你的生命里面。
It can enter into your life.
还有呢，第十七节说可以改变你的生命，可以让你成为完全。
And then verse 17, it says that the man of God can be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
你看第十七节哦，叫属神的人得以完全。
Here, verse 17 says that the man of God, those who belong to God, may become complete.
什么叫属神？
What does it mean to belong to God?
你受洗你就属神了。
Because after you have been baptized, you belong to God.
但是你受洗就完全吗？
But after you have been baptized, does that mean that you're perfect?
我们很多行为都不完全。
Many of our ways and conduct are not perfect.
所以要常常读圣经啊。
So that is why we need to always study the Bible.
你一读圣经的时候，
Because when you study the Bible,
神就好像对你吹气一样。
Then it's like you're allowing God's breath to enter into your being.
你就好像那个躺在地上死的亚当一样。
And you are just like Adam, just a piece of dust lying on the ground.
但是如果神的话语进来了，
But once the word of God entered into you,
神的生命进来了，
The life of God entered into you,
你就可以站起来，可以活着，可以行各样的善事。
Then you can stand up, you can be alive again, doing all good work.
可以按着神的生命， 按照神的旨意去生活。
And that you can live according to the will of God.
所以啊， 神怎么对你吹气？
So then the question is, how does God breathe out his life unto you?
你读圣经的时候，
when you read and study the Bible, that is the time when God is breathing his life into you.
我们看这个约翰福音第六章，
Let's all turn to the book of John.
63节，
Gospel of John chapter 6.
约翰六章六十三节，
Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 63.
这句也是很重要。
This is also a very important verse.
大声一起读啊。
Let's read it out loud together.
一二三， 叫人活着的乃是灵， 肉体是无益的， 我对你们所说的话， 就是灵， 就是生命。 所以说这里讲出一个灵界的现实。
So over here, Lord Jesus points out the reality of the spiritual realm.
是什么东西让你活着的？
What is this one thing that allow you to live?
叫人活着的不是肉体。
So it is not the flesh that allows you to be alive.
你以为说我吃东西，我喝水，我吃维他命，我就活着了吗？
So do you think that you just eat, you drink, you take vitamins, and then you're alive?
你每天运动，拍打，捏这里，吹哪里，你就可以活很久吗？
And that every day you go out for your exercise and then you massage here and there, you think you can be alive?
其实你今天可以活着，是因为你的灵魂还在里面。
The fact that today you can still be alive, it is because your spirit and soul is still dwelling inside you.
如果神把你的灵拿走了，
But if God take away your spirit,
就算你吃得太好，你每天运动，你还是马上失去生命。
Doesn't matter how well you take care of yourself, you will still lose life at that moment.
更重要的，叫我们 活着的是神的灵啊。
And what is most important is that when we are alive, the Spirit of God lives inside us.
这个是灵命啊。
And this is a spiritual life.
怎么样让这个灵命一直活着？
So how do we allow our spiritual life to thrive?
耶稣说的，我对你们所说的话就是灵。
Lord Jesus says here that the words that I speak to you are spirit.
这句话很重要哦。
This is very important verse.
我对你们所说的话。
He says that these are the words that I speak to you.
这个不是只有旧约而已了。
It is not just in the Old Testament.
早上我们讲了六章三十九节，
and this,
五章三十九节。
And this morning we talk about chapter 5 verse 39.
约翰五章三十九节。
And John 5:39.
这里主耶稣说，你们查考圣经，叫你们，因为你们
So over here it says that you search the scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life.
耶稣说你们查考圣经，这个圣经是指旧约圣经。
So when Jesus mentioned over here, Lord Jesus referred the scriptures as Old Testament.
因为旧约圣经是预言耶稣要来啊，里面当然有生命啊。
Because the Old Testament is going to prophesy the coming of Jesus Christ. Of course there is life.
但是旧约圣经还不够。
But the Old Testament is not enough.
耶稣说，我对你们所说的话啊，这新约了。
And then Jesus says that the words that I speak to you, this refer to the New Testament.
六章六十三节说，我对你们所说的话就是灵啊。
Then that turns back us back to John 6:63. These are the words that I speak to you, and it is life.
就是生命。
They are life.
所以原来新约圣经主耶稣所说的话也是生命，也是灵。
So that tells us that the New Testament are the words spoken by Lord Jesus. They are also the words of life.
所以你们坐在这边，如果你这边打瞌睡，生命就进不去了。
So therefore, today if you're sitting over here, you're dozing off. Life cannot enter into you.
你在玩手机，神的话出来，你也进不去了。
And if you're serving on the phone, and even if you're hearing the words of God, it cannot enter into your heart.
你在外游太空，你想外面的事，神的灵也进不去了。
And if your mind is wandering in outer space, of course the word of God cannot enter into your heart.
或者听了也不要改，神的灵当然就神的生命就进不去了。
And also maybe you hear the words of God in one ear and it's out in the other, you won't transform.
所以你不要少看在聚会的时候。
So therefore, do not belittle this time of worship.
不要少看你在家里打开圣经的时候。
So don't belittle the time, the quiet time of Bible study at home.
神的话语，你打开，你接受了。
Because when you open up the words of God, you will receive life.
就是灵，就是生命。
And it is the spirit, it is life.
所以你可以看到啊，神对亚当吹气是个灵嘛，对不对
？So therefore, when we see how God breathed out life into Adam, he became alive.
因为一个灵，神的灵。
And that is because of the Spirit of God.
今天神的灵也透过他的话语给我们。
Today, in the same way, through the words of God, the Holy Spirit will enter into our heart.
因为耶稣说，我跟你说的话就是灵。
Because Jesus says over here, the words that I speak to you, it is Spirit, it is life.
所以你今天领受什么？
So today, what are you receiving?
如果我们常常领受神的话，
So if we always receive the words of God,
你的生命、灵命一定是坚强，一定是长进的。
Then your spiritual life will definitely be strong and it will definitely